don't know what a hokey pokey is, but it sounds fun.
I don't think it's made with, it's a real koala.
I was tired, I was hungry, and I was hot. All of those three things combined equals Hurricane John.
Here's the problem I've always had with Helen Keller.
I seem weird? Like a lefty?
Pickles. They know me hate those pickles on me cheeseburgers.
Welcome to Bless Their Hearts. My name is Jamie, and I'm here with John, who got me sick.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I can tell.
I hope I can't get it again, you know?
I am going to cough on everything in this room.
You do anyway. No different.
That's right.
I'm kidding. I'm really sorry. I thought it was just a sinus infection. Turns out it may have been the plague.
Yeah, I don't think sinus infections are contagious. Unless, I mean, your sinuses can get infected because you have a virus. And, like, it causes them to clog.
Oh.
Maybe. I made that up. Remember that time I made that thing up to my kids? I made that up, too.
Oh, well.
I'm not as sick as I sound.
I believed you. Man.
Say anything with confidence and it sticks.
I believe that, too.
Right? That's what I'm talking about.
I listened to the last week's episode of Bless Their Hearts with my daughter.
Oh.
And she loved it. Anytime when I talk we were about her.
Oh, I thought you meant the part where we were arguing about the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, yeah. No, she, during that part, she just like said, Dad, why are you so pressed?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's a long conversation I don't want to have right now.
I get it.
So, yeah, I've not been pressed in a while. How are you doing?
What do you mean pressed?
Mad. A little bit mad.
Is that a kid thing? Like, is pressed?
Do your kids not say that? Like, if you get onto your kids, they don't say, bro, why are you so pressed? And then you're like, first off, I'm not your bro, and I'm pressed because you didn't do anything I've asked you to do.
This is literally my first encounter with the phrase pressed. My kids really don't talk to me. I mean, let's be honest. So
I've been called dad, bro.
Oh, the dad bro thing is bruh.
Dude. Yeah. Oh, that. I remember when I was in seventh grade, I had a friend named Daniel. And Daniel's dad was also our history, social studies teacher.
I bet and he Daniel, coached something, didn't he?
He may have early on in his career, okay. But by the time we got there, he sounds was like, checked out.
Sounds like a coach situation.
Yeah, but Daniel was like a great kid, never got in any trouble. And something happened on the playground one day, and his dad, the teacher, had to get onto him. And he was like, Daniel, I heard this, and this happened. Care to explain yourself? And Daniel said, hey, look, buddy, I didn't know.
Oh, man.
And it got awkward really quick. So he's like, first off, I ain't your buddy. And so every time I say, first off, I ain't your bruh, I always think of that guy.
Think of him, my teacher. Playground.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Daniel again after that? Was he?
Did he beat him up? He went to live at the big farm, is what I was told.
I like it. Yeah. Upstate. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it.
So I guess he.
No, they don't. I mean, I get all the disrespect stuff, but I don't get the. I've not heard pressed. I mean, it makes sense what it means, but I didn't know it was a thing.
We've said it for a while. I really, and maybe it's just over, but my kids are still saying it.
I don't think I. Maybe I'm just so sick. I don't remember. I mean, the worst part of this is the brain fog and forgetting stuff. I've had some pretty important meetings this week, and it's just hard. It's like, you know, information is in there, but you can't access it.
I was, the day that I felt the worst, I was doing my personal budget spreadsheet, and I had some weird things going on. Like I'm trying to pay off this debt as quick as I can. So I made multiple transactions in a short amount of time. And when I was sitting down to document all these, I just couldn't get my brain to reconcile on paper versus what I knew I had done.
Mm-hmm.
I just was like, you know what? Screw it. I know I'm good. I'm going to wait till tomorrow to make sure I've documented this all correctly.
Yeah.
Because your brain just, it's almost like shut down.
Yeah. I had.
And my brain's working on, fumes anyway.
I had an idea yesterday that I thought was going to be really funny. I was debating making it a TikTok or just putting it on Twitter, making it part of Bless Their Hearts. And I got really, really excited about it. I forgot about it. I forgot it when I walked out of the room, and I'm very angry. Like, I remember being really, it was one of those things like, why do we even still do this as humans? But I don't remember what the thing was.
And you haven't recalled it yet?
No, no. It's that bit probably would have pushed us to stardom, I think. It would have been the start of us going viral for this instead of lawsuits. And I just can't access it.
Man, that blows. Has this sickness made your dreams weirder?
Yeah.
I had some weird dreams when I was sick.
Do you remember any of them?
I do. One was vividly rememberable.
Okay. Rememberable?
Memorable?
Was it?
Rememberable? I don't know. I want to just keep saying that.
Yeah.
You want me to talk about it? Or?
Yeah, if you want.
I want you to interpret this dream.
You want me to what?
Interpret it.
Okay, I got you.
I'm on my family farm. I'm the age that I am now. I have my entire family, my children. And then I'm with my dad, my grandparents.
Is this your farm or is this like your grandparents' farm?
The grandparents' farm that I grew up on. It's no longer in the family. That's a whole other story.
Oof.
But then my dad's two brothers are there and their entire families and their grandkids, my cousins and all that. So we're all there. My dad pulls out a rifle in the living room, opens the window and lays in the prone position and like looks out the window, muzzle down the window or out of the window, and he shoots a deer. Okay. I would say this is out of the norm, but it's Virginia. So
just when you said, okay, you sounded like the teacher from South Park.
I didn't even hear myself. Okay. I didn't even know that I said, okay.
He puts his rifle out the window. Okay.
Drugs are bad. Okay. So I notice that as soon as he shoots it, I see that it's a hit, but everybody is just so excited that they start running to it. And if you know anything about deer hunting, that's a no-no. You wait at 15 to 30 minutes so that nature has time to do its thing and you don't have to watch this thing struggle.
Okay.
So I'm like, hey guys, no, hold on. Let's wait. But they don't listen. They run on. So I apprehensively follow behind them. So I'm looking at this deer and I notice that it's a buck, and it has two fawns with it.
That's a complicated.
That's abnormal, right?
Yeah.
The buck dies, but suffers, and everybody is there watching it.
Okay.
And
pretty traumatic.
I'll stop there, even though the dream goes on, just to ask you first interpretation thoughts.
Were the fawns there?
Yep.
Like they stood and watched their dad die.
And they didn't leave, even though all the humans came.
Okay. That's very important. I think this is showing us that your biggest fear I think this ties into what you've said a million times. Your dad had a heart attack when he was young. You're afraid to be that dad that dies and leaves his two kids to watch you suffer. Mm. That was like surfacing that fear.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
The dream went on, and in my dream, it became, I don't know the right word, like I had a very real awareness in my dream that as me in the dream is standing there watching this happen, that John realizes this is an analogy of my dad is going to die.
Oh, man.
And leave me and my sister.
Oh, okay.
And going back to your heart thing, I didn't tell you. I watched the bullet hit the deer's heart.
Okay.
So it was a heart thing.
Yeah, I think you're worried about it's. You have some real concerns about your own health, and your dad's not going to shoot you, but it is his heart disease that
is going to basically been passed out.
No offense, you're not really a fawn anymore, so yeah. I don't know if that's you're more of a buck.
Thank you, man. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah, I get it. A buck's a male deer, guys. If God, you know,
maybe I am the buck. Girl. Maybe my dad is going to kill me.
I don't think he's going to. I mean, maybe. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
If you could document it, though, be a good episode.
He said he's coming next week to bring me a new gun.
That's weird. No, I'm sorry. That is not a fun dream because you know it's like, so like it's got something behind it, but it's not clear.
I woke up and it was as if I was stoned. I was like, wait, I watched my dad die, but my dad killed himself in a way.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that makes sense. He smoked and had a very stressful job his whole life.
Yeah, that's true. That's a weird dream, man. Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
I don't remember mine very well.
I said it was a fever dream, but I didn't have a fever the whole time.
See, I don't think I had a fever last night either, but I got up and my pillow, it's like somebody had dipped it in water. So it was like a fever broke. But I don't remember how, like, I never felt feverish.
That's fine. I did that too, but I never had a fever.
Yeah.
I just thought it was because I'm always hot.
I'm not normally that, sweaty.
All right, man.
So you and I had a, did some ball games recently. Been doing a lot of ball games. It's been fun. I don't know. Feels really busy, but it's a good time. We got some more coming up. I guess that would have happened earlier this week that this comes out. This is coming out the week of the big district tournament.
Yeah, tonight is the championship game.
Been doing a lot of back-to-backs, though. Those are weird, I feel like.
Yeah, I've got some questions.
Next week, they're doubleheaders, too.
I like that.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like your time investment for being there when you count, like, pregame, set up, tear down, which we usually don't get there for set up, but we help with tear down and carrying stuff out. It is like you get more money for the experience, get paid more because you don't have to break down twice and that kind of thing. So, So I get that part of it. And I like being in the flow, but it's a lot. I remember, I think it was between games, you and I ran to the bathroom and so I'm walking cause I have to go real bad and you're walking and I see you look beside you and you saw a sign for the women's bathroom. And you kind of shrugged your shoulders, and I kept walking, and you walked as if to meet me. And we met at the door of the men's bathroom. Yeah. Like, you were standing beside it, and you were about to ask me where it was as we were both walking in it.
Yeah, that happened.
How'd you feel about that?
Well, you know, a little embarrassed. This is a weird setup anyway.
That, like, entire school. Did you know? This is a school in our town that they had for years. They did not have classroom walls.
I heard that. Yeah. That they just had these huge round, like, big rooms, but then there were multiple classrooms within it.
Yeah. Like, and bookshelves were between them. And there was a theory that this helps learn with distractions, but
our town's been weird for a long time.
And legitimately, this wasn't a situation. Usually if you find two restrooms, they're
side by side,
similarly situated, or at least the entrance is the same. This was around the corner and facing the other.
There's
way.
No corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything is round in this school. All the wall, and they're concrete walls that are perfectly round. I don't know how they did it. I noticed even the gym room is round, but and it's kind of cool because it gives you a lot of space, like on the end of the court. I feel like a lot of gyms, they're going to have one area on the on one side of the court that's pretty tight, like a wall, like maybe 5 or 6 feet. But if you're running full blast to run a layup and then you, for some reason, can't run your layup, it's like you're going to hit a wall really hard.
A literal wall.
Yes.
Not like you're not going to get tired.
Right.
Yeah.
But I feel like that gym, because of the circle, it just gives you a lot more room.
Gives you a little more room. I played in a gym in Eola, Kentucky, which
never heard of it.
Up in the Benham Lynch area of Harlan County. And they had, it may not even be in Harlan County. It might be in a different county, but like legitimately, if I shot a 3-pointer from the corner and I just like leaned back, I would lean up against the wall. Like the wall was right up against the basket and the edge of the court.
Didn't give you any space.
None at all.
How did you throw the ball in? Was there enough space for at least that?
Well, you just didn't throw it in the corner. But yeah, there was enough underneath the basket for your 2 feet to stand.
Oh, so on the very side of the court, it narrowed in that much.
Yep. And then there was like a cut in for the bleachers. But for
so
like,
weird, man.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I guess you're saving space.
I remember playing believe it or not, I played basketball for a while. I know.
I'd like to see that.
Well, it would be about what you would expect, I would imagine. But I remember playing basketball at some weird places, and one of them had a gymnasium that had carpet.
Oh, like a church?
No, it was White Oak Elementary School.
Okay.
And they had, I mean, it was like what you would consider like an outdoor carpet, so really thin. And it had lines and everything.
Yeah. Huh.
I think it also,
I've seen that at churches.
It served as like, I guess they used it as a multi-purpose room, but yeah, carpet. I think towards the end of my middle school career, I think they finally got hardwood.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was weird. And I played in a church gym that had plastic tiles. And so you would hit one tile and it would bounce appropriately, and you'd hit another and it'd be dead. Yeah. Really weird.
When I was in middle school, they were experimenting with like this rubber like surface. So our gym was very much just like it was really thick, hard rubber. So it was great when it first got there because you had good traction when you fell. Like it was kind of like a rug burn, but it wasn't.
This is not the material bad. Like at a, you know how like at our church playground, it has the rubber, but that's pretty soft.
No, it's not like that. This was a hard surface. No.
Is it like the track at Berea College?
I'm trying to think.
The blue track?
No, that's got carpet on it too.
No, they've renovated it since then.
I haven't exercised in years.
That's a long time ago.
I have no idea. But after
I'm sorry, the outdoor track at Berea.
Okay. No, it's not that soft. Yeah. But after a while, when it got dust on it, it was the most slippery surface of all time. So I think it was a failed experiment, but the middle school I went to still has that rubber floor.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a long time.
It is. And you can't, it's not still not terrible, but it's just always slicker than it should be.
And they play ball on that still.
Yeah.
Wow. What? And that's Harlan?
That's Ross Point Elementary and Middle School.
Ross Point. I got in a weird TikTok groove the other day and somehow landed on like Harlan County history. And I meant to ask you earlier in the week. So I'm watching this video and it's like a 15 minute long history of Harlan County.
Okay.
So if you notice this week's True Crime to Go.
Did they cover it twice? I'm just kidding. Go on.
Right. But they said that in the 1970s, there was a massive flood that flooded downtown Harlan.
Yep.
And if I'm not mistaken, there is a river that flows on the edge of downtown Harlan.
Yep.
The Lynch River. Is that right?
I don't know. I never would have called it. You know what we called it? The river.
The river. I get it. So then they talked about how the federal government came in and drilled tunnels underneath of a mountain to redirect the river.
Yep.
To flow under the mountain so that it would never flood again.
That's legit.
So my question is, number one, I have several questions. Did you live close to there?
It was like, that's a town. That's
so
like,
in town, you can see the tunnels.
I could take you there. Yeah.
Okay.
It's right off the road.
And I was wondering like, can people just pull up and see this, or is it like a trek to get to it?
No, I mean, people can pull up and see it, but it's, to me, it's always been there. So I don't even, it's just a thing that exists. It's not anything I would take time to look at.
So they did this so that the river would never flood the town again.
Yeah.
So my question is, does the river now just flow all the time under that mountain, or is this only in flooding situations?
No, it's completely rerouted. Yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah.
We can't do anything as a federal government anymore, but we literally moved a river.
Yeah. And they also put up flood walls, which makes the town hideous, because if you're driving on the bypass, you just can't see a lot it's just walls beside you most of the time.
Is there a catastrophic event that could cause downtown to flood anymore? Or do you feel like they've taken care of this problem?
It seems it's been 50 years since they did that. There's been no flood. So I assume it's all right.
I got on Google Maps and looked at this mountain. This was no small feat.
Yeah.
This is a big mountain.
Yeah.
Like a wide amount
an
of
actual
space.
Mountain. For most people in the world don't know what a mountain looks like. It was a mountain.
Mountains in Harlan are different.
They're not hills.
They're
mountains.
Yeah. They're not the Rockies, but they used to be.
What do you mean?
They're just not as tall as the Rockies anymore, but they're just as much wide.
I thought you were going to say something about the earth being flat. And
No.
The map used to have them being the Rockies. And I don't know. You don't sound like that.
The Appalachian Mountains are older than the Rockies. So
how does that make sense?
Earth movement, tectonic plates and stuff like that.
Are you just using words you've heard?
No, Pangea, tectonic plates. Appalachian Mountains are older than the
Rocky Mountains. How are some mountains older than others?
Because there were things happening in the Earth's underbelly that pushed the Appalachian Mountains to come up first. And then thousands, if not a million years later.
Why aren't we seeing mountains created now?
I don't know, man. I mean, I do have my opinion. I don't know if you want to hear that or not.
I don't know. How political is it?
It's very spiritual.
Okay. Did Bad Bunny stop?
Bad Bunny has no power to move mountains. No, I think when God created the earth, I think he just, made our mountains look older than those mountains.
Okay. I like that simple explanation. Mm-hmm. I like it. Yeah.
I don't think the earth is really millions of years old.
But he made it. Yeah. I mean, was he like hanging out in Pigeon Forge making mountains and then went over to Denver?
I don't think so.
Like, why aren't they the same? I don't understand.
Because it would be so boring, and he's very creative.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
I didn't know if some mountains were older than others.
I mean, we did learn that in school.
I don't remember that. I know they're like different layers of like sediment and rock that you can be like, oh, well, everything's stacked up over time.
Boy, that was because of the flood. What do you mean?
That was me holding a cough. That wasn't me. Like, I'm not saying there was no flood. There was a flood. There was a flood in Harlan, 1977. And you read all about it. I've seen a lot of those videos where they go through, and I don't know how people aren't getting in trouble for these things. But like a full TikTok of 20 minutes of them going through the old Cumberland High School, and like it's all broken down and condemned and showing stuff. And I don't know, people say things are haunted or whatever, but not just that school, but a lot throughout Harlan County, a lot of old schools and buildings. Like, I'm assuming you probably shouldn't be there. I mean, you're putting it on TV, putting it on video. I don't know.
Have you ever heard of anybody kayaking under that river or under that mountain?
I never heard of a kayak till I moved away from Harlan. It was either a John boat or a bass boat, or if you're bougie and lame, it was a pontoon.
I mean, could theoretically get on a tube or something and just float down that river and go through that mountain.
Yeah, I've never heard of anybody doing
that.
That
would be so scary.
Yeah, I think it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
So I think there may be parts where there's no like
oxygen.
Yeah, I mean, like the water goes up to the floor of the tunnel.
Oh my gosh.
Ceiling of the tunnel.
I really want to send like a little kayak with a GoPro on it just to see.
Yeah.
And a light. That would be wild.
We can do that.
That has to have happened, right? We can't be the first person or people to ever think of that.
We have talked so much more about these tunnels in the last 10 minutes than I have in my... I've not thought about them in my... It was just a reality.
There's nowhere else on Earth I've ever heard of where they just bored out a mountain.
I mean, if they can do it in Harlan, surely Dubai got the memo, right?
They did. When I was in middle school is when the road that you're probably familiar with, that the Middlesbrough Tunnel...
Mm-hmm.
They bored out a mountain for a tunnel.
The only city ever created completely in a crater.
You know why?
Because it was in a crater.
A crater from a meteor strike.
Isn't that the only way you can have a crater?
Yeah. I mean, an atomic bomb.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about Hiroshima.
Yeah. In 30 years, those little kids will be like, yeah, us in Middlesbrough. And
yeah.
It's like, well, one of those was God and the other one was bad decisions.
Yeah. The other one was a Roosevelt. Yeah. I don't know who was president.
Just blame all of America's problems on FDR.
It wasn't FDR, was it? He did the depression stuff. Who threw the bomb? I don't know.
Johnson?
Yes. But going back, I do know it was created by a meteorite-ish. I don't know.
That's probably what also killed the dinosaurs.
And, yeah, I think so too. And then there's a...
Now there's a KFC in the
there's
middle
the tunnels. It's a very long tunnel. Like, you try to hold your breath through that one, you're going to have
to try it every time.
It's going to be tough.
It's well over a mile. It's probably 2 miles.
Yeah. Because before, getting from Middlesbrough to Harrogate wasn't as easy, you know?
You had to go over the mountain.
And go over the mountain. Now you go through the mountain. It's the same thing. They just put a road there instead of a river, you know?
Isn't that crazy? Like, we were living in a good society or a good country when it's like, well, this problem exists. What are some solutions? Let's just bore the mountain.
Yeah, let's get this mountain out of the way and make it no longer an obstacle.
It's not dirt, folks. It's solid rock.
It is. We made a river.
Where there's
out of
a will, there's a way. I don't think that project doesn't happen today.
You don't think so?
No.
Because of
the expense and the will to do good things.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the right word. Like, it is the it gumption? Too bad for the environment?
Oh,
what's the word?
I really don't think socioeconomic impact.
That's poor. That's me being poor. Things are great.
I'm trying to think of what word you're. If those tunnels didn't exist and there was that catastrophic flood today, I don't think the EPA would allow us to bore through a mountain multiple tunnels to fix the problem.
Yeah.
You're going to endanger the life of the snow crab.
Yeah.
Or
big snow crab population in Everett's especially. But that's because the crawdads get the cocaine. You know what I mean?
I do want to talk about this real quick. So the whole thing that got me on this Harlan kick was a True Crime to Go case that we're going to talk about tomorrow.
Okay.
Or one day. Yeah. Soon.
Okay.
I think his name was Rodney Abney. It's been a while since I've written it.
Okay.
Do you know this case?
I don't know. I don't read anything you send me.
There was a missing girl. They found a body 3 months later in a coal mine, and some woman that was really mad at this random guy came forward and said, "Yes, I saw him murder that girl." He was a taxi driver in the 1920s or 30s.
And Harlan? We had Harlan. Taxi drivers?
That's the craziest part of the story. Except for he was tried and convicted, and then one day, guess who rolls in the town? The woman that was missing that they thought that body belonged to. Oh, dang.
Yeah.
So he had to be like let out of prison and pardoned. What's really crazy to me is that he wasn't like already dead because of the death penalty back then.
Right, right. Yeah.
So anyway.
It's part of why I don't like the death penalty, but yeah, I had not heard that story. It was from the 20s. I just pulled it up. So that's that and the tunnels, two things we just didn't talk about. Maybe they were off the table. I don't know.
I really want to go to Harlan right now and see these tunnels. That's just fascinating.
If you can drive through Racks real quick, we'll go.
I would absolutely drive to Racks right now.
That sounds awesome.
What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm hopefully in bed, getting over the cold you gave me. We got a big week next week. We got a district tournament. Some other things going on.
And by the time you're listening to it, it's happened.
Yeah.
Hopefully Jamie was alive.
Hopefully I'm still here to hear this episode.
Hopefully I am too. My dad might murder me.
Well, if so, we'll have it right here on True Crimecast.
Let's go to break and then rank some stuff.
Sounds good.
Why don't you explain what we're going to be doing so that we're all, and mostly me, on the same page?
Yeah, I think these things come in waves of, like, for a while, everybody was like, let's bracket everything. And we were a part of that. We, with Ray, have bracketed almost everything you can bracket.
Every time I see a bracket video by somebody else, I feel like they've stolen our thing.
Yeah, we do. Because
I feel like we were the first ones.
We bracket a lot. I mean, there's a lot of the tier selection, like, oh, if you could pick your perfect super team of quarterbacks, $5 for this row, $4 for this row. We're not doing that. We're going to do a blind ranking. So I'm going to give you five options of a topic. And without knowing what the ones behind it are, you have to put it in a place of 1 through 5.
I like it. I'm going to start, if you don't care. I'm going to quiz you. All right.
Okay.
Let me pull up the Grok first and ask it this question.
If it's the first topic, do you really have to go to Grok for that?
Well, I just want to have a list in front of me, you know?
Okay.
So the best ways to be served potatoes.
Okay.
I
know like 50 ways off the top of my head. I can't remember what it means to be eco-friendly, but I remember so many ways to eat potatoes. Mostly,
I wish that you could see my Grok list. I either typed in something really dumb on accident or it just doesn't know what I'm saying.
After it's over, I would really like to know what it says.
All right, man. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm shooting from the hip. I got to come up with five. First one, tater tots.
Oh, man. That's big for me. Hot take. I love tater tots.
Why is that a hot take?
Because I just think a lot of people crap on them. They're like, oh, tater tots are for little kids.
I gave it to you first because I think I would want to put it first, but now there's four other options behind it.
Yeah, that's the trick to this, right? You don't want to take up 1 and 5 immediately and then get stuck with something. Because in theory, this is your list. So if I get stuck and wait till the last one to put it in one, and you give me like rotten potatoes in salad or something, then I'm stuck with that at number one. I'm going to, just because I don't know what else you're coming with, I am going to put it at two. It could very well end up at one if this wasn't a blind draft. I do think they are different than hash browns.
Yeah, I was actually going to give you scattered, smothered, covered hash browns, or just any form of hash browns, as the second thing.
Because it's different. Like, the hash browns are inherently flat and shredded. And I think tater tots are just the, I don't know, the perfect shape to...
Can we slow down and talk more about tater tots real quick? Do you have like a favorite restaurant to get tater tots from?
I really like tater tots from the bowling alley. I don't know if you've had those. They're really good. I usually get those with my burgers or wings up there. So that's great. I have a really weird tater tot habit.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
When I go to Sonic, because that's like the only fast food place that has tots is anywhere else.
Well, I mean, like, think about Hardee's. What do you call those?
I don't know.
They have tots, but they're thin. Like, they're more like coin looking than regular tater tots.
Those are more like mini hash browns.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
So when I go to Sonic, I get a Sonic burger, just a regular old single cheeseburger. You used to be able to get five of those for $5 on Tuesdays. Me and like 20 friends would go and eat, take all their burgers, and we had lunch for 3 days. Anyway, so I take my burger and I open it, and I put a layer of tater tots on top of the cheese, and then I put ketchup on that, and then I smash it. So bro, I put tater tots on my Sonic burger. I only do it for Sonic, but it's
that sounds amazing.
One of my favorite meals. Like, I love it.
Wow. I'm just so much respect to you right now, sir. All right. So tater tots, hash browns, and where did you put hash browns?
I didn't know you actually gave me hash browns.
Yeah, like the scattered kind, like you would get at Waffle House.
They're fine. I'm trying to think of something I like worse. Less worse. Let's go four.
Okay.
Because we're only getting five, right?
Yep.
So I've left room at the top above tater tots, even though I don't know anything to top it. I really don't like the hash brown situation. I'll eat them, but that's about it. All right. There is one potato dish that I like less, and I don't even know if you're going to bring it up, so let's go.
Potato salad.
Okay, that's five. There you go. I just don't like it. I mean, what is the base of potato salad?
It could be a couple of different things. If you say potatoes,
I'm going to punch you in the face.
That was my first thought, but I know what you're asking now. My great-grandmother had a mustard-based potato salad, but I also have had like a mayonnaise-based potato salad.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like those are the two strong camps. Is there one that you don't like or do like?
No, I like any kind of potato.
Okay. But I don't even think that's... Like, yes, it has, but it has all kinds of other stuff in it. It's not just like you throw potatoes in with some mustard. Like, it's like creamy and gooey.
There's like relish and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Onions.
That's easy. I'm so glad you brought it up, because that's an easy five for me. Easiest question I've ever answered in my life.
So that's three so far, right?
Yes.
All right. We got to go mashed.
Oh, man. Yeah. I love a good mashed potato.
The more butter, the better.
More butter. Are you a food mixer?
With mashed potatoes, it's just begging to have something mixed in with it.
What do you like to mix in with it?
I'll mix just about anything, but like if there's a vegetable I don't love, I like it better mixed in with my mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going to have peas, I'll mix it in there.
Yeah.
Because the potatoes, it's like the blood of Jesus that covers all sin.
It covers all veggies.
Mashed potatoes can cover the sin of peas.
I really like peas. That's I don't like a lot of things. I like peas. So I'll do that. Obviously gravy. I remember in elementary school, the move was to just take your roll and scoop up some mashed potatoes with it.
I can get down with that.
Those school rolls can't be replicated. It's like school pizza. It only happens at schools. It's like it's illegal otherwise.
So where's it going?
It's going three, because I want to leave number one open. I got a couple things I like better than than mashed. I also mix my corn and mashed potatoes. That's really good. Mm-hmm. I have people in my house that dip mashed potatoes in ketchup. Now, you know that I put ketchup on everything. I draw the line if something's mashed.
Yeah. That's not something I would do, but I get it. So how many more do you get? Two?
One.
Two more?
One.
Gosh, there's so many more I want to give you.
I know.
I'm going to do... I've got two that I want to give you.
Okay. Well, look, we can go six.
All right.
But I'm bumping tater salad down to six.
Fair enough.
It's last.
Fried taters.
Thank you so much, because I that's my favorite of anything. Like, if I could just eat fried taters all day, every day, and not die in a week, I would. So that's an easy number one.
If you live somewhere not in the South and you would like to hear more about a fried tater, we could make a whole podcast about fried taters.
I mean, they're just so... I mean, there are a lot of different ways to cook them and serve them. I like to smother them in ketchup. I really like them with a good breaded fried pork chop. Mm. It's probably my favorite. Some corn in there, too. I also like corn and fried potatoes. Just get them on a fork together, spoon together.
Where did you put mashed potatoes?
Three. So all I'm currently fried potatoes, tater tots, mashed potatoes, open spot, or... No, four is hash browns, open spot at five, and then tater salad.
I love mashed potatoes, but I love having enough left over so that the next morning you can wake up and make potato cakes.
Potato cakes.
You ever have those?
I have, and I like them. So essentially, it's like a potato pancake.
Yep.
And they're good. I'm good with that, but I probably would have them at five on this list. Fair enough. I think I like mashed tots and fried above those. You did not bring up French fries or potato chips.
I know. Dude, potatoes are so...
They're so versatile.
Versatile.
And they have zero nutritional value. That's what makes it
great.
They're
filling. I've been eating a small yellow potato with my lunch, and it fills me up, bro.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Baked. That's the other thing.
Oh, yeah. Baked potatoes. Baked potato. They're so good. Tater salad would still be last on all that. Tater salad. I have a friend who told me that she used to, when she's like cutting up potatoes to make them in any way, that she would just put some salt on it and take a bite of a raw potato.
Absolutely.
No, man.
I love a raw potato.
That's weird.
When my mama was making mashed potato, let me tell you first off, my mama, best mashed potato maker in the world.
Okay.
My mama. So yeah, when she was cutting up the taters, I'd just go grab a couple of them and eat them. They're crunchy. Or crispy.
Crispy and yeah. Gross. Yeah.
They have a totally different flavor raw than they do cooked.
They do. It's like an undercooked French fry, though. Like, it's not good.
Do you ever put onions, like sauteed onions, in your fried taters?
No, but I mean, most people do. I just don't love onions. Like, that's a common. I like the flavor it adds, but and if you fry them up enough to where they're soft enough, I can't tell they're in there, that's fine. But if I feel the crunch, I'm done.
Yeah. No, if you feel the crunch, you've done it wrong.
All right, very good.
That's what they always say.
Well, I feel like we've addressed one of my favorite topics, which
I did not know this was going to be that fun.
Potato-based foods. I'm going to go to one of your favorite topics.
All right.
War movies.
Yeah.
You love some war movies.
I do. Trying to get my son to watch Saving Private Ryan.
Okay. All right. There are a lot of good ones, and I've got it. A list pulled up. And honestly, some of these there's some that I've forgotten about and others that I'm like, man, that's great.
Your hardest part is going to be to get five that I've seen.
Yeah.
I feel like this category is, I've seen a lot of good ones. There's probably fewer that I haven't seen.
Okay. So let's do that. If you haven't seen it, we'll just throw it out. Okay?
Fair enough.
All right. So I'm going to start off with a legendary movie.
Okay.
Braveheart.
Hmm. Braveheart's good, but
freedom!
Every man lives. Nope. Every man dies, but not every man fully lives.
Mel Gibson before he got weird.
Yeah. Controversial, dude, but I'm going to go four. It's just not my favorite genre of war. I like
American wars.
I like American modern wars.
Okay.
And that modern, I mean revolutionary and above.
And I was going to say, and that's like old Scottish war, right?
Yeah, horseback and yeah. Great movie, though. Great movie.
It is very good. Okay. So we'll go four. Do you want to do five or six? Let's start out there because I did six.
If you want to do six, that's fine. I'll put it at five. So,
and you've seen more of these than I have, I think. So you may have to break it down for us. Hacksaw Ridge.
Really good movie. That is about a guy, a conscientious objector.
Okay.
So he doesn't want to carry a weapon. He almost serves as almost like a chaplain role.
Right. Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. But he does some incredible stuff. I'll put that slightly above Braveheart at number four.
Four.
Yeah. Four.
Yeah. So, no, I think you put Braveheart at four, but if we're going six,
do five Braveheart, four okay. Hacksaw Ridge.
Just think if he had had Spider-Man powers before World War II, that would have made a big impact on the outcome, I think.
Yeah, especially if there's one scene where it would have really come in handy.
All right. We've talked about this one quite a bit, and you say it's two movies, but you just get to put one spot for Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah. That movie is two movies in one. The first half of it, Boot Camp, it could be as high as two because of how good it is. But the Vietnam stuff just drags on and on and on, and it loses me. I'm going to go, I hate to do it, but I'm going to go six.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I would probably bump Braveheart to six.
Well, you can't.
Not bright, yeah.
You can't bump.
But I know.
But, yeah. Them's the rules, buddy.
I'll go six. If I have to consider the whole movie as a whole.
Yeah. So you have four, five, and six. Your top three spots.
This is dangerous.
Are still out there.
Yeah.
All right.
I know what I would put there, but of course, I don't know what you're going to throw at me.
Yep. So. Schindler's List.
Mm. Really, really good. Really, really
Very good. Emotional.
I'll go three on that.
Okay. You're just saving one. I'm not. Yeah,
I know you okay. might not even give it to me.
Okay.
But there are so many that I'm thinking of.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I've got like four more in front of me that I think would be great to talk about, but I don't know that I'm going to get to all of them. So next, so you have one and two left available.
Yep.
1917. Have you seen it?
Yeah. That's a really good movie. That's a one continuous shot.
Which Almost. Is wild. Yeah, it's got some scenes that are just incredibly cinematic, but is the movie good?
It is. It's really good. And I'm tempted to just go number one with it because I don't know what you're going to say next, but two is perfect for that, actually. Okay.
So let's go over what you got. You got 1917 for number two. You've got Hacksaw Ridge for three. Braveheart for five?
Yeah.
And then Full Metal Jacket for six.
Okay. I had four open.
I think we did do another one. My mind is done. Okay. We'll say one and four are open. Tropic Thunder.
Four.
No, we'll throw that one out. That's you can't have a comedy war movie.
What was the movie that was like a spoof of Top Gun? Was it called Top Shot?
Hot Shots.
Hot Shot.
Hot Shots Part 2.
I loved that one so much.
I did too. So I love all those parody movies. Very underrated films they are. What about super modern stuff? Like Zero Dark Thirty?
I don't think I've seen it.
Okay. That's, of course, about the group that went after Bin Laden. Inglourious Bastards.
No, I've never seen it.
I mean, all you have left is number one. I'm just doing my best not to give you... Saving Private Ryan. Dunkirk.
I've not seen it.
Wow.
That's one that I need to watch.
Be honest with me right now. Are you just going to say, I've not seen it until I get Saving Private Ryan?
No.
Is that what we're doing? Because I don't think that's part of the...
Wait, can you go back to the Inglorious B word?
It's not actually that word. It's E-R-D-S. I don't know the difference.
Can you tell me what that one's about? There is a movie with Brad Pitt in it where
he's him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I have seen that and I love it. So I'm perfectly fine with putting that at number one.
Yeah. Tarantino directed.
Did he direct that?
Yeah.
That's funny because I have poo-pooed on Tarantino.
And
that's
like
one of
him,
my favorite movies.
Yeah. All set against the backdrop of a boldly reimagined World War II. Chris Waltz and Brad Pitt deliver dynamic performances that drive the film's cleverly crafted dialogue and unexpected plot turns.
That's where he's like in a tank up for a lot of the movie.
You don't get unexpected plot turns in historical war movies very often.
Have you ever seen that movie?
I've not.
You should watch it. It is really good. And I didn't know. There's nothing that would have made me think it was a Tarantino movie. If it's the same movie that we're thinking,
I'll look it up. I'm pretty sure it is. So Saving Private Ryan, obviously one of your favorites.
We Were Soldiers, one of my favorites.
We Were Soldiers. Fun fact, I saw that in theaters, and while I was watching that, the film caught on fire. Has that ever happened to you?
No.
It probably did. You were just asleep. Platoon?
Platoon. That's a good one.
That's an older one. Forrest Gump could be in like any movie category ever, probably.
That is one of the best scenes in that movie, for sure.
Let's see. Two Tickets to Iwo Jima, maybe? I don't know. I might have made that up. I'm going through another list here. Are there any of your favorites that I've left out that we haven't mentioned?
The movie that I was thinking of with Brad Pitt is not Inglourious Bastards. It is called Fury from 2014.
Okay.
So technically I don't have a number one.
Apocalypse Now. Have you seen that?
I think so. It's been a while, but yeah.
I'm trying to find one you've seen more recently. Did you see The Pianist?
No.
Okay. It's a war movie. It's not a piano movie. I promise. The Hurt Locker?
No, but we can move on. I feel like this is quickly turning into John needs to watch more movies.
Yeah, which is one of my favorite topics to revisit. All right, let's do one more each. What you got for me?
I want to give you the best 90s cartoons.
Easy peasy.
Dude, I don't know that it is because there were some really good cartoons in the 1990s. So, where do I want to start?
This is my wheelhouse.
I watched
late 80s, early 90s is where I'm at.
All right. I'm going to go Rugrats.
Are we doing 5 or 6?
We'll do 6.
Okay. Rugrats. Mm-hmm. Very good movie or show. Things are great. A lot of babies. They're really funny babies. The older sister is kind of a dirtbag. They did a remake recently. It wasn't very good. They also made a movie. It wasn't Angelica. Angelica. Gosh, that Angelica. I'm going to put it at 4. Certainly not one of my favorites, but it was good.
Rocco's Modern Life.
I'm going to go with 3 just because I'm basing that off how much I liked Rugrats. Rocco's Modern Life, very underrated.
Okay. I want to do, let's see.
This is so tough.
I know. And give it like,
because I'm thinking of like 5 more that could be my number one.
The Ren and Stimpy Show.
I pretty much equate that with Rocco's Modern Life, but I'm not going to put it at 2. So I'm going to have to put it at 5. Was a lot of fun. There was that whole... And there was like Cat Dog. There was that whole series of cartoons. I think they were Nickelodeon that maybe Cartoon Network. But they were all similar, and I kind of lump all those together.
Let's go with King of the Hill.
Oh, man. I didn't even see this one coming.
1997. Oh, I had to verify.
Yeah. So new episodes coming now. Still enjoy it. But here's the thing. It was late 90s. And it is a cartoon, but it's not like a traditional cartoon. It's like an animated sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually going to, against my better judgment, I'm going to put it at 6. Even though I would put it above the other 4. Because it's not a traditional cartoon.
All right. So help recap where you are so far.
Rocco's Modern Life. Rocco's Modern Life at 3. Rugrats at 4, Ren and Stimpy at 5, King of Hill at 6.
Okay.
And this is the thing. I really regret not having a better spot for King of the Hill, but I have several that I like better than everything else.
All right, 2 more.
And if they're not,
I was going to give you Beavis and Butthead, but I'm not going to do that.
I appreciate you not doing that. Same maker as King of the Hill, but also wasn't technically allowed to watch it. So let's just say I've never seen it.
Bobby's World.
Bobby's World was good. A lot of Canadian accents, like, don't you know? Bobby, don't you know? I rewatched some of that with my older kids when they were little and they got into it. It's not number one. It's probably just above Ren and Stimpy if I actually placed it, but it's my number two.
All right.
I hate myself.
Doug.
It's one. Yeah, thank you. So, Doug, I was saving one and two for Doug and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Those were my two favorites. Love Doug Funny. Wish I had a dog named Pork Chop.
You have three dogs. The opportunities have been there.
My kids get too much freaking input on stuff, man.
When the kids are out of the house, you need to get a dog named Pork Chop.
I have a dog that looks like she should be named Pork Chop. Maybe we just need to change it.
Yeah.
She eats a lot of stuff. Probably a lot of pork chops.
Wait. I guess I'm not thinking. Which dog are you talking about?
I'm talking about Winnie because she's fat. So naming her Pork Chop sounds fitting.
That's funny. Sunday's
more like pork chop. Yeah. And then Patty Mayonnaise. Is there a better love interest in the 90s?
I'm having a hard time thinking of Doug Funny's best friend.
Skeeter. My best friend growing up's name was Scooter. So that's I related really to that.
And then there's Roger.
Yep.
Klontz or something like that.
I don't know the last name. I remember Roger, though.
Doug was awesome.
I a lot of times will just start doing the tune in my head, the opening. So good. Quail Boy.
He had the Adventures of Quail Boy.
Dude, he had like a secret.
He had a belt on his head and his underwear on the outside.
I know. Golly, Doug's so good.
I wish we could have been kids together.
Yeah, we could have dressed up like Quail Boy.
If we put our underwear on the outside and run around with belts on our heads, we go to a loony bin.
It's all of a sudden you're not welcome in Walmart. I don't get it. Yeah. All right. So I've had a food, and you've had a movie. So I'm gonna give you a food.
I love it.
My mind is just so bad right now. I'm really sorry.
I think we're both on the same page, though.
Ways to eat chicken.
Because you're dumber. So now we're on level playing ground.
No.
Welcome to my world. You're
smarter than me. Ways to eat chicken.
This is what I was born for.
There are so many ways to eat chicken.
I don't know that there's a way I don't like. Chicken is my favorite.
It is?
Yeah, okay. Really.
Let's write that down.
If I'm on a deserted island, I get to pick like three foods. Easy first choice.
Okay. Now, some of these kind of overlap, but you're just going to have to go with me, all right?
So, all right.
Let's start with chicken pot pie.
We're doing five or six?
Six. You made a face. Do you not like chicken? The crust of a chicken pot pie. Listen, when I was having my first round of children, people from church would bring us meals when we had kids. I have Avery. Because with Gavin, somebody brought me a chicken pot pie that was so good that I had another kid.
Our pastor's wife brought a rotisserie chicken and these four cheese noodles.
Mm-hmm.
I would have another baby.
Yeah.
9 months from today if I knew I could have those noodles again.
Well, you're not getting noodles here. This is pot pie.
Six.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The crust.
I like it. There's just, I don't know that I could think of a least favorite way to make chicken.
Really?
Yeah, because it's not it needs to be just straight chicken, no gravy, no vegetables, no bread. Just there can be breading. Don't get me wrong.
This is going to come back to get us.
Not a crust.
All right. Chicken wings, bone in, of course, because you're a man.
Man, it's up there. I can't say number one.
Can't.
I'm going to say three.
For chicken wings.
I know.
Wings.
I can think of two other
wings. Where are your favorite wings? I know we talk a lot about Quaker Steak and Lube. We've never been there together.
Of course, B-Dubs is fine, but Quaker Steak and Lube is my favorite.
I've heard a lot. Have you had them at Madison Gardens? I've heard they're the best, but they're dry rub.
They're dry, and yeah, I like
the sauce.
I do like. I mean, I like them. They're not bad.
On wings, not like.
Growing alcohol. Up, we had this place called the Pizza Spot, and it's still there. And they had dry rub wings with the really good ranch, like homemade ranch. Brother, my mom and dad they were saints, because after a football game every Friday, I could count on going home and there'd be like 24 wings waiting for me.
24?
Bro, every Saturday morning I woke up wanting to die.
That answers a lot of questions so I have about your life, actually.
What? Which questions?
24 chicken wings every Friday night. Like, John, how'd you get so big? Why do you sound like that when we walk upstairs? I think it opens a lot of doors. All right.
Fair enough.
Let's go with chicken nuggets.
Ooh.
And think about your favorite chicken nuggets. I don't want you to just go off Chick-fil-A or McDonald's, like your favorite nugget.
Yeah, I'll go four.
Okay. Where's your favorite nugget come from?
Wendy's, man. Okay. I love Wendy's chicken
nuggets. Do you get the spicy ones?
I haven't, but I would.
Yeah, but they're not bad. Wendy's
nugs with their barbecue sauce. Oh, man. Chick-fil-A's nugs are really good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. So we got wings at three, nugs at four, and pot pie at six. Mm-hmm. What about grilled chicken?
It's up there. It's.
Are you going to put grilled chicken above chicken wings? That's what makes this tough, isn't it?
I'm going to do five.
Okay.
It's good. It's great. But there's better.
Fried chicken.
Number one. My mama, maybe one of the meanest things she's ever said to me was, boy, you eat so much fried chicken, you're going to turn into one.
Oh,
and I was like, shut up, mama, give me more. Fry that chicken, woman.
Where are the legs? As a kid, I always liked the legs. You just grab them, bite. I didn't like using a fork.
That was the easiest as a kid to eat. Yeah. But now, there's nothing better than a fried chicken thigh.
I really like the, I don't know. Thighs are small. Why not get a breast?
Because it's white meat.
Oh, I forgot. You're weird. Yeah. I love some fried chicken. I really like the fried chicken that Cracker Barrel used to only serve on Sundays, but now is available every day, which makes it less exciting.
And it's not as good because not as many people order it. So when you do order it, it's not fresh.
Oh, yeah.
But that fresh Sunday chicken there.
It was so good.
When I worked at Gregory's, and we're not going to talk about how much I like their salads, but their fried chicken that they would put on that salad was perfect. It was so good. Their Gregory's Sunday chicken, man.
I just love that you brought that up. So I sent you these topics several days ago. And I'm going to be honest with you. I had ill intentions this entire time. Because right now I'm going to say Gregory's chicken salad and you don't have a number one to put it at. And this was my entire plan. And it has worked to perfection. The food you said is your favorite food on the planet is not even your favorite place to eat chicken, favorite way to eat chicken.
I hate you so much.
My favorite thing that's happened since I got sick and lost all my memories. This is great. So, Gregory's chicken salad, John, where would you like to place that on your list?
What's open?
Number two.
All right. Number two.
Which is distinctly not number one.
To be fair, you could number one, but turn it into a Gregory salad.
No, you can't do that. So fried chicken.
You know what? You're right, Jamie. I like just regular fried chicken better than a fried chicken salad. I've been wrong this whole time.
I make the opening, right? I've been wrong this whole time is going in the new opening. I hope you know that.
I'm tired of every time we talk about this with other people, you just look at me up and down and I just want to sit there and die.
I'm sorry.
From a heart attack.
I shouldn't do that, but I mean,
legit.
Now I know it's not the chicken salad. It's all the wings.
Yeah, dude, legitimately though, if I made you my best replica Gregory's chicken salad with honey French that I home make, would you eat it?
I don't like French dressing, and like legitimately, the salad only makes it worse. There's no value in adding lettuce to good fried chicken. It doesn't. It's healthy. No, it's not healthier because you're still eating the freaking chicken.
It's never about the health. This salad is not healthy.
Yeah.
It's so much cheese.
It's also not your favorite food of all time, apparently. This is.
I know you don't like French, but just trust me and let me make you honey French the way that Gregory's did and just try it.
I don't see Gregory in the back of this store like whipping up specialized French dressing.
Dude, that's exactly what we did. We made our own dressings.
John, that was meth. And you just didn't know it.
Gregory didn't use meth.
No, but he sold it and he made it in the back.
Maybe, but he was also making salad dressing.
This is my favorite thing that's happened in a while. So
I'm glad I could be.
I do kind of apologize because this is the most manipulative thing I've ever done to you. But given how I sound right now, I kind of feel like we're even.
Yeah.
Can we even, be even?
That sounds good. What have I ever done hurtful to you?
You made me really sick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Are we done with the chicken or was there another spot?
No, that's it.
Yeah, my son almost crashed his car into the pillars of my house this week.
Maybe we're not even. So I pull up behind John coming into our neighborhood. And I get really close. And one of my kids is like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just trying to make John mad. That's all I'm doing. And so you're not reacting. So I just start flashing my lights. And then you turn into your driveway. And I'm like, well, I guess he wasn't in the mood to be funny tonight. And then you tell me it wasn't you driving. It was your new driver's son that I harassed with very aggressive driving tactics in our neighborhood.
He's not loved the idea of driving, but that day... He was like, Dad, I want to drive. And I was like, buddy, awesome. Let's do it. And then for the last mile of his trip, he's being harassed. But I don't even think he realizes it.
Okay. Did you tell him?
Yeah. When we pulled in, I was like, did you notice him like doing the high beams at you? And he's like, I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I was like, did you notice that his headlights were really bright? He's like, no.
Okay.
I was like, all right.
I
well,
I felt so, I felt so bad when you told me it was him. I'm really sorry.
No, I was not mad at all, and I knew you felt bad, so I tried to make sure you knew. Like,
I'll do it again.
I wanted to ask you, like, the only thing that hurt my feelings was that you didn't notice the difference in driving styles that you didn't think it was not me.
This is definitely all the swerving and going 3 miles an hour. This is absolutely John.
John always comes to a complete stop before turning right when there's nothing else coming.
No, I think that means you did a good job. So kudos to your son for being
a good driver. Was the only thing that hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry. That was terrible.
And then he's like, Dad, I'll never drive again because Uncle Jamie.
I probably deserve it. I'll come pick him up. We'll go get a chicken salad.
Guys, this has been something, and you are a turd, but I love you. I love you guys. We'll see you next week.
You've listened to Bless Their Hearts, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Make sure you subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and go check us out on Stoveleg.com where you can learn more about Jamie and John. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.